Welcome to the ION Annapolis Local Business Spotlight. There are thousands of locally owned businesses in the area, some small and some large. Some you may know and others you don't. But one thing they all have in common is a great story, and we want to share it with you. Join us every Saturday as we talk to the founders, the owners, and the managers of local businesses you have come to know and love, and those you will come to know and love. Now here's your host, John Frenay, with this week's Local Business Spotlight.
Well, I'll tell you, we jumped up here to Anne Arundel Community College, and we are in the basement. Last time I was in the basement, it was with Dr. Dan Nataff in his office, but that was on the other side of the campus. And today we're talking with Anna Binnewag, who is the music director and the conductor of the London Town Symphony Orchestra. She is also the music director and the conductor of the Anne Arundel Community College Symphony Orchestra, which I never knew even existed, and I'm ashamed to say that. But thank you so much for inviting us. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, John, for being here with me today.
Many people are unaware that we have two symphonies in this area. I mean, how lucky are we?
Very. Lots of activity here.
To have that. But London Town Symphony Orchestra, the website is lso-music.org. It's a fairly simple one. But how long has the London Town Symphony Orchestra been around?
Well, John, this is an exciting time because we are finishing our 20th season this year. So we've been around 20 years.
Oh, my word.
I know, right? Time flies when you're having fun. It was founded in the 2003-2004 season. So this marks our 20 years. So we are wrapping up a very important chapter of our history and our name.
That sounds ominous. Important chapter in our history, and then you threw a name. What are you doing?
Well, so let me back up to talk a little bit more about London Town, because okay. You had asked. So London Town, as in the region particular to South County. So our founder, Kathy Solano, had come up with this name and wanted the London Town Symphony to be an orchestra for that particular region of the county, South County. So for music educators, for community members, for students, professionals if they wanted to. And since that time, we have performed at historic London Town and Gardens before. There is the road London Town with the E.
Right.
So we think that's where Kathy decided on her spelling of the orchestra. But since that time in 20 years, we've really just outgrown particular to South County. We travel through the county. We've been invited to North County. We've performed at the Kennedy Center. We perform downtown now at Maryland Hall. We've been invited to perform at Naptown Events, Shamrock the Dock. So just over the years, the orchestra's grown. Our patron base has grown. Our followers have grown, and we've become a bit more popular, obviously. So now we are heading into a new chapter beginning next season, and we have a very special announcement to share with our listeners at our May 18th season finale.
Ooh, okay. That May 18th season finale, that's the Wild West performance at Maryland Hall, right?
That is. That happens to be, like I said, our final concert of the season. It's inspired by music of the West, so an all American program. We have some John Williams on there with the Cowboys Overture. We have the Grand Canyon Suite by Ferdy Groffay. We have Laura Colgate coming, who is the concertmaster of the National Philharmonic. They're based in Bethesda. Fabulous violinist. She will be doing Florence Price's Violin Concerto No. 2, American composer of the early 1900s. And then, of course, you can't have an American program without Aaron Copland.
Okay, fair, fair. Fair. And that is May 18th at Maryland Hall.
7:30 p.m.
And there is a special announcement.
There is
about
a special announcement.
About the next 20 years.
The next 20 years, or whoever... Whoever's in leading the London Town Symphony in another 20 years from now.
It will not be you?
No, it's me for now. Everyone's stuck with me, aren't they? No, we love it. The orchestra and the board and I, we have a great time together. Since, as I was saying, with London Town being particular to South County, and we've outgrown that, we have really kind of developed our niche to be family friendly, a bit more casual, certainly much more affordable. Our tickets are only $25 general admission,
right.
And all of our students, kindergarten through college, are free. All students are free. And just to have more of a balance between, sure, some of the true orchestral gems, if you want to have from time to time a Brahms symphony or a Beethoven work, but also to have some lighter classical programs and fun music for the kids. So, for instance, we have our annual Halloween Spooktacular that we do. As I mentioned, we were just downtown for St. Patrick's Day. So just a name now in my mind that better captures what we've been doing over the last few years.
You know, I love that you are, that the kids and students are free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I don't want to pigeonhole you into classical music,
no,
but,
that's okay.
You know, we'll say formal type music.
Uh-huh.
I think that's going through sort of a shift
a
right
transition.
Now.
A transition.
Just because, as very similar to what churches are doing. I mean, mm-hmm. you're seeing a little bit of a less interest in it, a little bit. And I think the way that you do it a little bit more casually, the way that you do it, allow kids, mm-hmm. I say kids, you know, students to
yeah,
come in to experience this. And I think a lot of it is, I mean, I know my own kid, like, come on, let's go see the opera. Oh no, my God, what are you, you know, can I go to the dentist?
Yeah.
You know? And you know, personally, I don't particularly like opera. I can appreciate it, but I don't mm-hmm. particularly like it. But it's, you know, the more exposure we can get. I mean, I think it's fabulous that you're down there at Shamrock the Dock this
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was so nice for John O'Leary to have us.
Well, now we got to figure out what he's going to do for the next couple of years.
Yes, with the parking structure underway. Exactly.
Well, they're going to chew it all up and
yeah.
figure it all out. But I mean, you mentioned that the show on May 18th is at Maryland Hall. I know that you performed at South River High School.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys perform kind of wherever you can to get the exposure.
I think so. In our earlier years, especially when I first started, so I was, as I mentioned, Kathy Solano, our founder, they hadn't had a music director, or they had had guest conductors up till a certain point. And I think they all saw, the orchestra saw and Kathy saw, that it was time that London Town was going to grow into something a bit more stable in the community, and therefore you need regular leadership. So I'm the first music director, so I've been there since, they hired me in 2008. So I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, don't do the math.
I won't do the math. I am a conductor. I can only count so high here, John.
That's right.
But so over the years, I think that's what it's been. I mean, truly, 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 the orchestra members have been, I mean, they're the reason that we keep going. Everyone's so committed and they have such a fun time. And then, of course, our patron base has developed through them and then in the community. But there was a time when we performed mostly in high schools and churches too, by choice and sometimes by that's what was available. And of course, with Annapolis, as amazing of a city that it is, we're also a little limited with performance
Certainly.
Venues here. So that's how that goes. And those that can hold a whole sized orchestra.
Right.
But we've been at Maryland Hall now the last few years. But as I mentioned, we've traveled other places in the county. For instance, Maryland Concert Series has invited us many times to come perform on their concert series for the season. They
did that
hold
up in North County,
Chesapeake
right?
Arts Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. South County has had us for their series as well. I think they're still in different high schools as well. Anne Arundel County, the series. And as I mentioned, several years back, we were invited to perform at the Kennedy Center. So we're expanding. We're growing.
Where's the best venue for an orchestra to perform? Which one do you like?
I'm
not saying that's the best one. Which one do you like? I mean, because I'm sure there's, I mean, some people tell me, like, Ram's Head, as far as, like, other, you know,
sure.
say rock artists, they say that's just the acoustics are great and it's a tight room and everything else, and we really dig 300 people, not 10,000 people.
Sure.
What gets the London Town Symphony Orchestra excited?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, for Ram's Head, of course, what a local favorite. People love it, and it is perfect for the types of bands and artists that they have. The venue's great. For the symphony orchestra here, even Annapolis Symphony at Maryland Hall, that's a nice big orchestra. So mm-hmm. they're growing out of that. The stage is a little bit limited. So for us, for the concert halls here, it's of course wonderful to play at Maryland Hall by comparison to a high school auditorium,
sure.
because not all high school auditoriums are created equal, that's for sure.
Despite the fact that Maryland Hall was a high school auditorium.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Maryland Hall, for all what a wonderful just the way that they've fundraised over the years
yeah.
and put so much time and work into building that to be as proper of a venue and a great place to
you know,
have
that's
the
been
symphony
built,
orchestras.
On love for
sure.
the arts all over and
yes.
all sorts of arts, whether, and you know, everybody that's been through there, whether it's been, you know, to Linnell, to Margaret, and now Jackie, as far as the executive
yeah.
directors, I mean, they've really spearheaded that. And I mean, they, it's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful venue for anything.
It is, and the vibe in there, and the access, again, for the kids and the programs they have, and definitely for fine arts and performing arts. You know, we've worked with Ballet Theatre Maryland before. They perform there. Of course, the opera and, right. and ASO are all there. So for the little hall that it is, it serves our community so well.
True. Well, I've seen the term, quote, community orchestra for London Town Symphony.
Yeah.
What is that?
I love that question. It is what resonates the most with me. So what a community orchestra is those that are, of course, our musicians have to audition to be accepted into the orchestra. But what a community orchestra means to me is to be part of the community in all of the facets. So for us, the orchestra is comprised of, we're called a semi-professional / community orchestra, because all of our principal players are professionals, so professional musicians.
And they are paid?
Yes, so they're all okay. paid. Yeah, paid principals. So we have that. We have, for instance, they can be teachers. They perform either in the military bands or in other professional orchestras as well. But aside from our principal leadership, we have students in high school. We have several high school students in various sections. And then we have qualified community members that are doctors and lawyers and whatever else, retired
that
government
just
workers.
Just amazing on a cello.
Yeah, exactly. And they just love to play their instrument. They would have played in high school or college and then put it away to do another career and are coming back to it. And then we also have a lot of both active and retired military, which is always fantastic.
Well, it sounds like sort of what sets you apart from the ASO.
Sure. Well, Annapolis Symphony is fully professional and of course, a terrific organization. But you need to have in the community other areas to give other musicians their
sure.
opportunity and their
in
their
a symphony
film.
Off. You know, like a
symphony.
Off.
Yeah.
Symphony.
I'll have to talk to Jose
okay.
Luis
okay.
about that.
So who wins, London Town or Annapolis?
Well, we're two totally different organizations.
Okay, fine. Well, Anna's going to be launching her campaign for county executive because she's pretty political there. But, I mean, the obvious way that we can support London Town Symphony Orchestra is to show up.
Oh, by all means. We love to play for the audience.
And you've got an amazing group of musicians. Before we started recording, we talked about one that unfortunately we lost last year in Buzz Dillinger.
Yes.
And there was a guy that had such a love for the orchestra. I mean, anytime you guys did anything, I mean, he was like, hey, you got to check this out. He was, and he was just a great cello player.
Yes.
That was cello bass.
Cello.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, cello.
But you can see the love and the passion that's in that orchestra, that's in the kids or the old retired
yeah.
folk that are in there doing it.
Definitely.
And
it's so wonderful.
That's why it's actually probably a pretty perfect mix for Maryland Hall, just because of the whole, you know, the love of the building and the love of the program versus the love of the orchestra that
sure.
you've got as well. Do you use volunteers? I mean, obviously, musicians are volunteers except for
uh-huh.
the principals. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if we have musical talent, you come in audition and you might score a seat.
Yeah.
but are there other opportunities for volunteers to help
always,
out?
Always. We have a volunteer program through our organization. We have, of course, the board of directors is all volunteer, and they have been such a huge support this year as we've been preparing for this big unveiling on May
18th. Okay, let's just stop talking about this, okay? You're either going to have to spill the beans or shut up about it, okay?
Well, see, but we want people to come to May 18th.
Oh.
Yes, okay. No, we... Anyway, for volunteering, definitely. Board of directors, on the nights of the concerts, anything they want to do, however they see themselves fit, we can put them to work.
And I'm assuming that we can go to lso-music.org, and there's probably a big old button that says, give me money.
It says donate.
And
we're not that pushy.
Hey, maybe you need to be. I don't know. No. But every little bit does help. I mean, and this is what I love about a small organization that, and I don't want to diss on any of the large national organizations, but, you know, if you were to give $100 or $20 or $5 to the London Town Symphony Orchestra, that's going to go right into the program.
It does.
And you're going to sit there and sit in the seat, and you're going to see the effects of your $20 or your $5 or your $100 or whatever it may be.
Definitely.
And if you have a couple hundred thousand, call me. I'll give you Anna's phone number, and we'll
take you to dinner.
We'll figure it out. And it's funny, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I didn't realize that the community college has a orchestra as well.
Oh, yeah. Our performing arts department, my goodness, we do so much here. It's we have, so just on the in the music department alone, we have a concert band, two choirs, and a jazz band, and the symphony orchestra. And then still under the performing arts umbrella, we have a dance company and a theater company. So our performing arts department here, very active, and we only have a small handful of full-time faculty. But it is a terrific program. Our students are so fun to work with.
Well, you are the music director as well as the conductor here. So, I mean, you're sort of like, I don't want to say double dipping, but I mean, it's, I mean, what is the difference between teaching and conducting and musically directing students versus the community?
That's an excellent, really excellent question. At the community college, we have mostly the traditional students coming here. So right out of high school that may not be ready to go to the four-year institutions just yet. So for us, it really is, I mean, our whole motto here is students first, teaching first. This is a real, the whole philosophy is that teachers teach here. That's what we do. And the students are really, we have a good rapport with them. They come to us and we help prepare them for auditions if they choose to go on. We do have the community members that can take, they register for the non-credit sections here and they can be in the orchestra as well. I think here the difference at the community college is the overall pace, the learning, the pace of the learning and preparing for the performance. We typically have one concert a semester where the students have their hands on the music, they're in rehearsal on a weekly basis, and then we perform at the end. London Town, of course, we have more more opportunity for collaborations throughout the season, more frequency, and with a different mission and a different vision.
Okay, well, you mentioned the season for London Town Symphony Orchestra. What is your season? I mean, does it run through a specific date, or how many shows are typically, or performances, sorry, not shows?
Yeah, concerts, sure. Just like the professional orchestras do, the traditional season runs from September till the end of May or early June, depending on how the calendar works out. We always open in September with a season opener, and then we follow with our annual Halloween Spooktacular costume contest for that one. The kids get really excited about that. Of course, that's then a lot more popular music that we do on those concerts. The last couple of years, we've done a military appreciation concert. In fact, the last one was called A Salute to Our Veterans. So we had the Color Guard there, and we had an all-patriotic theme, and we had all members in the military, active or retired, acknowledged in the orchestra and the audience. We did, in April, we featured winners from our statewide annual concerto competition. So all high school winners playing one movement each with the orchestra. And then we closed the program with Ravel Bolero with featuring dancers from Ballet Theatre Maryland. So we really...
That's cool.
Yeah, so we really collaborate with within the community, other local artistic organizations, as well as feature students.
You know, I love when people can do that as opposed to seeing as competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when genres get mixed up a little
bit. Yes, sure, the disciplines.
And I've got I'm good friends with a band that was out of Philadelphia that had some success in the 80s and 90s called the Hooters.
Uh-huh.
And they still do tours in Europe and everything else every summer. But they also will go with like the, and I don't know the name of the proper name of it, but like the Austrian Philharmonic.
Okay, sure. Vienna, probably.
And you know, all these big orchestras, and they'll mix this whole rock versus rock and Bach type of a thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's really very cool to sit there and see the rock and roll people get challenged to keep up with the symphonic people, and also to look at see the symphonic people trying to keep up with the rock and roll
people. Exactly, that's the whole point of it, to bring two different types of listeners together. And, you know, you build on audiences that way, and you build on the human connection and human spirit that way. So.
Well, it is. And music is so powerful that it affects everyone. I mean, it was funny. My girlfriend had her niece was in town for the weekend, and they said, just getting to know, you know, just asking a random question. It says, what are your top four record albums?
Well, hold on, let me ask. How old is the niece?
She's 40.
Oh, okay. All right.
she's older. Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going and I'm like, okay, well, this, you know, and I was thinking about it when I got home. I'm like, that's not a fair question, because now I sit there and I'm thinking about there's just so many more than you can't even get down to four, and they're up there for specific reasons.
Yeah.
But you realize the emotion that music attaches with pretty much everything you do. I mean, you can look at what, you know, right here, right now, right current. I mean, we've got Taylor Swift. I mean, you can't ask for any more emotional type of a singer or performer than you've got there. But it goes into orchestral music. It goes into, you know, the opera. It goes into, you know, the ballet and any of the arts. It's just it's a visceral.
It's how humans, it is visceral, and it's how humans can identify with their emotions, how they connect with people, how they connect with their community. I mean, what would we do without music of any genre or variety?
True. How'd you get here?
How did I get here?
I mean, I'm looking on your wall here. I see SMU. Okay, so that's Texas. I'm seeing Cal Poly. Okay, so that's left coast. I'm seeing Northwestern, which is Boston.
That's
right?
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did we get to Arnold?
How did we get to Arnold? Right here in the basement of the Cade building. Let's see. So I was born and raised in California. Northern California, up in the Sierra Mountains. Okay. I was a skier long before I was a musician. I grew up in the restaurant industry. My parents are retired from the restaurant industry. I did my undergraduate work there in music, and then I went to SMU in Dallas for my master's. I did my master's in conducting there. I took a year after that to work with the Houston Youth Symphony, and then I ultimately went to Northwestern in Chicago to pursue my doctorate in conducting, and then AACC was my first job right out of the gates, and here I am.
That's wild.
It's wild.
And conducting is just basically bossing around a bunch of people in tuxedos,
of course.
Right?
Yeah, just wave your arms around it
all. Tap that thing.
It's easy, nothing to it. Definitely, that's not true.
I had a long conversation with Ernie Green one time on that.
Wow, Ernie's great.
Yeah, all you conductors live up in Severna Park, don't you? Look at that. What's going on? It's like the hotbed of conductors.
I think Jose Luis might live in Arnold, but we don't know. We have to check.
Okay, what would you have done if the music bug hadn't bit you way back when?
Where would
Anna Benamike be?
What a question.
Would you be, like, managing restaurants?
I don't think so. I do have a great appreciation for food and wine, but I don't think it would have been that. Although, I love to be with people, so that's for sure.
Ski instructor.
I think it could have gone a few different ways. I think, you know, conductors are teachers, no matter how you slice it, because you're interpreting a score, you're conveying that to the orchestra, you're analyzing, interpreting, conveying it to them, and then ultimately conveying to the audience. So there's a process there that's education-based. I think if you had asked me probably when I was young, maybe middle school age, I probably would have thought something to do with teaching. But then in high school, I was a competitive Nordic skier, and I thought I trained for the Junior Olympics, and that could have been a possibility. But I was so lucky to pursue music, but then I found a conducting teacher who just kind of took me in under his wing and said, I think you should do this. So he saw something that I didn't.
So if he saw the conductor in you.
I suppose.
what instrument, what form of music were you doing?
Well, I started on clarinet, and then, of course, through the years, once you realize you wanted to get into conducting, you have to take more seriously the study of the stringed instruments.
So, sure. Mm-hmm. Here's a question for you. How come the recorder never made it into, like, symphonies? the bane of every elementary school parent.
Well, now that's a whole nother topic. That's a long topic on music history and the development of instruments.
Fair enough.
So we won't diss the recorder today.
You know, it's so funny, and you talked about instructing. You know, you're as a conductor, you are an instructor. And okay, let me go way back to when my kids were in elementary school. Okay,
oh,
and you had the music teacher, and yes, she was the conductor as well. But you sat there and you looked, and I remember sitting out in the hallway with another mom going, the only thing worse than listening to my kid practice this for 2 hours is coming in here and listening to 100 of them doing the same thing.
Aww.
And, you know, this is second or third grade.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we get into middle school. And it's like, same mom, me out in the hallway, moderately tolerable. Get in through high school. And now you've got the juniors were playing for the seniors when they were graduating at the graduation ceremonies. And it was like, these guys are really great.
They made it.
And it's, but I mean, that's the whole instruction thing that, that a conductor or conductors throughout their career in school is going to be doing. It's going to be saying, okay, well, let's, let me interpret the music. Let me, here's my vision of what the music should be. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it resonates with the audience, okay? And you've just got to mold that orchestra to be in the symphony to do it.
Yes. And don't forget those students and the teachers. My goodness, public, private, or otherwise, middle school through high school, I mean, they are the true heroes, because a lot of those students in that age range aren't always studying privately, right? Taking private lessons. The mm-hmm. ones who are very serious and then training to move on to conservatory or study music for their long-term career, that's separate. But for those who don't take private lessons, then those teachers are also teaching them, giving them the technique, right? So how are you holding your instrument? Is it properly? How do you make a good sound? How do you play in tune? How do you articulate this? So there is a lot to it. So when you hear a sixth grader or even a fourth grader to an eighth grader to then a senior in high school, I mean, it has been a long labor of love.
It certainly has. And as an adult, I still am mad at my mother for never forcing me to take piano lessons or some kind of an instrument. I don't play an instrument. Yeah. I bought a guitar during COVID. And
I'm never too late.
I've strummed it a little bit, but I've never really jumped in. But that's something, that's a skill that you can take with you forever.
Exactly.
You could play that from third grade all the way up, you know, to your deathbed.
Yes.
You know, sitting there strumming on it. And it's, music is timeless and so many different ways
and fulfilling and expressive, and think of people that have, of course, their careers, but there's that extra room for extra fulfillment and passion to do on the side, and that's why these community groups exist. So,
you know, and you see that too also in other arts forms. I mean, you've got the theaters and everything else. It's like, hey, you know, I really like this. And then they may not be, I don't want to say that it may not be that good, but I mean, there may be somebody that was very good in college and you know, didn't realize that, you know, when I graduated college, okay, well, the bassoon is not gonna, you know, pay for these kids immediately. I wasn't that good, but I am good, and I can come down into a community that's not New York or London or
And still play my instrument.
Play my instrument, play it well for the appreciation of, you know, several hundred people, or 1,000 people in the audience, and to find a teacher like you that's going to be able to sit there and be able to meld me and continue my education as I, you know, get through as an adult.
Yes, it's. I mean, really, years of. I think for those of us that are in, I mean, professional orchestral musicians, definitely, and then those of us also who educate in addition to. I mean, there's no other way. We wouldn't see ourselves doing anything else. So it takes those hungry individuals, those passionate individuals that want that experience and stick with it throughout their life.
Is there a difference between a symphony and an orchestra?
Orchestra, if they're used interchangeably these days, but it used to be that, of course, the symphony orchestra was developed from a small chamber orchestra to then an orchestra that plays symphonies, the genre symphony. But they're used interchangeably in these times, so.
Okay, so you've got like a double entendre with the London Town Symphony Orchestra.
Well, almost any professional orchestra has it that way.
ASO has it that way as well.
Yeah.
Well, your next performance, May 18th, The Wild West, Maryland Hall, 7:30. If you don't go for the music, go for the big announcement.
Big announcement. It's going to be a great night. And we're going to have also our master of ceremonies that night will be John O'Leary from Naptown Events.
Oh, John's
so that'll
fun.
Be fun. Yeah, that'll be a great time.
John's like it. LSO-music.org. We don't have too much more this season, but certainly next season. You can buy season tickets, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And individual tickets.
Individual tickets. So when you want to visit our website, it'll take you to the Maryland Hall link. Our tickets are just $25 for general admission, which is great. And then we'll be putting next season up very soon. But our opening night, I believe, don't quote me on this, I think is whatever the Saturday, the 21st, I believe, of September. And that's at Maryland Hall, 7:30.
Fantastic. London Town Symphony Orchestra. Check them out online and check them out in person. And Benoit, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, great to be with you, John. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's Local Business Spotlight. Please make sure to visit ionanapolis.net for all your local news, events, and opinion. And in case you haven't already, please subscribe to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief, where we bring you all the day's local news direct to your phone, tablet, or computer in about 10 minutes. It comes to you at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.